When did you first hear about Martin Luther King?
I wish I could pinpoint the time. I knew about Rosa Parks, I think, first. But I knew that there was a movement that people, they were making plans where you were to resist, passively resist this thing. So in high school, I had several opportunities to do that. There were young men who were taken off one of my buses because I wasn't the only one riding the bus to school. There were many of us getting on at certain stops. As the community changed racially, you would see more this particular race getting on than the others. Some of the young men refused to put their money in and go to the back door, and they refused to move to the back and sit down. And we were stopped several times by the taken off the bus.
All of you?
Yes. We were taken off the bus, put on the next bus or whatever, you know.
Were you late for school then?
Oh, no. This was mostly in the evenings. You know, by the time everybody had gathered together and made their little plans, well, I'm not moving back today, that kind of thing. You know, it was sort of, we're getting the edge of what was going on in Alabama and places like that. Mm-hmm. And they just decided that they weren't going to do it anymore, so they get dragged off the bus. They were not taking them to jail at that time. Mm-hmm. It was just disruptive children. They would just take them off and put them on another bus or make them walk or whatever.
In high school, what did you do for entertainment?
You know, we had football games. They had school-sponsored dances. We went to the park. There was no McDonald's at that time, not in our neighborhood anyways. So you just sort of gather around. The boys would stand on the corner and sing. You know, that's where you get all of these doo-wop groups from. They would gather in little groups, and the girls couldn't come out because most of us had parents who said, 6 o'clock and when it starts to get dark, you're inside. And the guys would stand out under the lamplight and sing.
You'd probably hear them from your house.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. At that time, we lived in what was then public housing, and it was wonderful. It was safe. The guys would stand out until time for them to go in and sing, and they would make sure you heard it.
What were some of the people that you heard on the radio that you enjoyed?
I remember B.B. King a lot on the radio because he had a noontime show there at one of the local radio stations. I remember him, and as far as the doo-wop groups, Frankie Valli, some of the others, I have forgotten their names. Mm-hmm. Some of the people like Gladys Knight, and they are from this one particular mm-hmm. record company. I remember a lot of those people.